CliffCentral.com. All right. More important and far more exciting things we're going through in the world at the moment. There's always a lot of uncertainty. And Iran are busy causing trouble in the Persian Gulf. And you can see the oil prices going up and down. They bombed some Saudi facility the other day. People are worried about that. They're worried about Trump and his China trade deal. It's a very, very good deal, according to Trump. But it seems to have plunged world trade into uncertainty. So who do you talk to in those uncertain times? Well, you talk to the guys at Troy Gold, and I'll tell you why. They have an innovative and brilliant local South African product which will allow you to own gold fractionally. How does that work? Well, both of them are here to talk to Spotted Bastiat and Dane Fulyun. Hey guys, how are you?
Hi Gareth.
Hi Gareth. Thanks.
Nice to see you two again. So, for those people who haven't been paying attention up to now, fractional ownership of gold, 24/7 liquidity. You've got the technology to be able to do live pricing. It's a turnkey solution for anyone who's interested in investing in gold or using gold as their currency. Effectively, you can use Troy Gold.
Right, I guess just to give you the elevator pitch again, we are a fintech company, and we make it easy for anyone to save and invest in real physical gold in any quantity, anywhere, anytime, from your mobile phone. Yeah. So that's
elevator. Yeah, and don't worry, because this is something kind of stupid that I asked them before, but they treated me with respect and gave me an answer, even though it was a stupid question. They're not going to bring the gold to your house and give it to you in your hand. Oh, you ordered 500 rands worth of gold, and they bring a little glass bottle with some gold in it. You own it, but it doesn't necessarily have to be in your hand, and it isn't necessarily stored at their place either. They actually own parts of the gold reserve in a proper vault somewhere, right?
Right, yeah. But that is actually one of our features. So if you do want physical possession of your gold, the redeem function allows you to simply, you know, redeem your gold, and we bring it to your home in secure.
Oh, wow. I kind of like that.
Secure armored vehicle, yeah.
I like that.
And there's actually also the converse of that. So an interesting fact is there's about 58 billion rands worth of Kruger rands in people's homes, and that's a safety risk. And it's also an idle asset because there's no liquidity to that. So our upload function, the converse of the redeem function, allows you to upload your Kruger rands to our app. We come and fetch it by secure courier. Wow. And then you have complete control over it over the app and access the other liquid features.
We've spoken for 2 weeks. I didn't know this until now. See, there's much to learn.
I think we've sort of really emphasized the point of the fractional sort of ownership technology. Uh-huh. And that was, you know, I think the first show we talked about democratizing gold. And, you know, in layman's terms, that was just to enable it to, or enable anyone to become a gold owner. And we actually had a review yesterday where one of our users wrote, "We need to spread the gospel of gold that this company has made possible to ordinary people like myself." And I think that was initially, you know, mentioned you didn't know about all the features of the app, but initially that's our big drive, right? We're advocates for gold and the power of gold and the protection that it offers. So yeah, just in a nutshell, I thought the best way to explain that is to have a look at the process that gold actually goes through in our app or in our system. You know, Bass said we can collect the gold, you can upload it, you can redeem it, so we can deliver it. But once we acquire a 1 ounce Krugerrand coin, you know, it sort of gets bagged and tagged, so gets a unique serial number, goes into the vault, gets a unique serial number, and that gets uploaded into our tech system. So our tech can basically split up a Krugerrand coin into a million pieces, and each little fraction or divisible portion of it gets an ID. So that's why you can own real gold, even at 10 rand or 100 rand, etc. So
I think that's amazing. I mean, governments buy gold and they stockpile gold because it gives them a basis for their currency, right? You have to have something of value, and gold, even according to governments, which are the least risky of all the possible kind of investors in the world, they are likelier to have some store of a precious metal of a kind than almost anybody. So it's not as if this is entirely novel idea. You said it last time, I think 6,000 years of of trading in gold, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I think you actually hit the nail on the head there. I think we are living through an unprecedented monetary experiment in history. And that's one of fiat paper currencies. So whether it be the rand or the US dollar, all governments are effectively just creating these paper tickets out of thin air with no intrinsic value. There is actually no gold backing your rands. So what this creates is massive debt bubbles, inflations, financial collapses, as we're seeing. So there's no
booms and busts.
Yeah, booms and busts.
So actually, Gareth has a book here called The Creature from Jekyll Island that we just saw, and that's sort of the mantra of the Bible for all gold bugs.
So I think the point is there's no value, there's no intrinsic value to your money anymore, and I think that's effectively our vision. We're trying to give people an alternative to this fiat-based paper financial world where they can store their wealth in actual real physical gold. But I think the bigger vision is for us to allow people to actually manage their affairs in gold, whether that be buying a coffee in gold or accessing a mortgage to your house, all in physical gold. So I think that's the big scary.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, it to me makes perfect sense. And I think also, you guys are not saying take all your money and turn it into gold and use gold as your currency like you might, you know, the Bitcoin advocates are saying you should do. What you're saying is take a small amount of your portfolio and put it into this. It's probably going to be safer in the long run. And gold's price has gone up and up and up over the years because there's a limited supply. I mean, when we talk about there's only so much gold in the world, and alchemists tried to make more.
Yeah.
You know, it's not possible. Because you can only mine so much gold, it's a heavy metal, it's rare. As a result of that, there's going to be an increase in its value over time as more and more people want it.
Yeah, as you said, you have to actually invest a significant amount of resources to extract it. So it's not like the paper world where you can just print it out of thin air. So that does give it that intrinsic value. And you mentioned that everyone should own gold in their portfolio. I think the biggest problem that people have is gold does not earn a yield like your stocks and your bonds. And I think that's why there's such a pushback against that. But first of all, you have to recognize that gold is a store of value and treat it as such. But just on the yield part, we are actually busy with a variety of new features in our app to provide gold a yield. So if you own gold on our platform, you'll be able to actually earn interest in gold. But that's within the next few months. So stay tuned.
Well, I'm busy putting your app on now. Just tell me about the other features of the app while we're talking about it.
The base feature is obviously the frictionless buying and selling in any quantity. Then you have the redeem and upload features where you either gain physical possession or you upload your Krugerrands, as we've mentioned. Then one of our features that we're rolling out now, it's live in the app, is the pay feature, Troy Pay. So you can effectively pay anyone in gold, anyone that's registered on the platform. And we're in the process of signing up a few merchants to that as well. Around a network of 5,000 merchants, so you'll be able to use your gold.
And it's in real time, the prices and everything else?
Yeah, so it's. I think one of the key pain points that we tried to solve was that acquisition process or that buying process and the selling process as well. So we have 24/7 liquidity. You're not finding somebody to try and take your gold. You can buy and sell 24/7, and pricing is live. So we actually run live pricing. Most of the other sort of gold dealers in South Africa, you get sort of one price or two prices a day. Ours runs when the markets are open. You can buy and sell. But we went mobile. We mentioned sort of anybody should own gold, and we went mobile purely because we looked at Africa and South Africa and looked at mobile technology. And if you want to bring gold into the modern world, specifically here, you have to use mobile tech and you have to use smartphones. I mean, we have, I think the latest figures on smartphone penetration in SA is just over 80%. So we've got 46 million people in South Africa using a smartphone. So if you want,
it's not just rich people, it's everybody.
If you want everybody to own a bit of gold,
no better way than making it possible on mobile. Why did you guys name it Troy Gold? I'm curious. Because, I mean, are you history fans or is...
Well, I think, we actually get that question quite a bit. Obviously, gold is weighed in troy ounces, and a troy ounce is not the same as a normal ounce, which is the one bit. But the other aspect was the old city of Troy. Now, mm-hmm. not the movie, as we're all familiar with, but it was sort of the city in the old world that was protection for those that owned gold. It was city on the hill, was quite impenetrable, and there was a lot of welfare. So it was, for those that weren't in the sort of marauding tribes and the wars outside, they were citizens of Troy, and they were quite well protected against the volatility and uncertainty.
Nice. So you guys have built a place to store our money online.
Yeah,
an interesting fact, as we understand historically, Troy was not destroyed by the Trojan horse. It was actually just an earthquake.
So Homer was writing some fiction.
Yes.
But they have discovered the actual ruins of the old Troy, and there were many cities built on top of each other.
Yeah.
Ultimately. So the archaeologists are figuring out more and more about it. Sort of northwestern Turkey, somewhere around there.
And they have a big gold culture in Turkey as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, this makes a lot of sense. You get all the benefits of owning and using gold, but you get very, very few of the concerns that people would usually have about the safety and security of that gold, of it being stolen, of what the value actually is and how it fluctuates. All of those things are answered. But if you have any questions, people can get hold of you, right? Download the app and try it out. But also, how can we connect with you guys?
Yeah, website troygold.app and social media.
Yes, Troy Gold SA, that's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. But on the website and in the app, we have a 24/7 sort of chat that comes straight through to us, so you can actually pick your poison.
Fantastic. Get hold of the guys. And is it just you two, or are there a bunch of people in the staff that can address these questions?
Yeah, we are, you know, obviously we're a startup, so we do have a few communication staff, developers largely, as we are a fintech company.
Right.
So we're pretty much just running the company.
But if you want to ask us a question, we're there.
They're not going to say no. All right, very good. I love what you're doing. I think it's awesome. I'm a massive supporter, and I think everybody should have a little bit of gold, because it's worked for people throughout human history. There's no reason why it wouldn't work for you. Give it a try and talk to the guys at Troy Gold, and you can go to troygold.app for more. Thanks so much, gents.
Thanks,
very
guys.
Nice to see you. As always, you can find out more by going to cliffcentral.com too, and this is the third of our episodes with the guys from Troy Gold. We've got, I think, one more, and then we'll answer your questions in that one too. So if you have any, send them to us on gareth@cliffcentral.com, and I'll pose them to the guys in that last week, which is happening next week. cliffcentral.com